we have in the Lord. He knows all about all that's going on in every one of our lives. He cares. He knows if you've messed up, and He still cares. He knows if you're hurting, and He cares. There's nobody like Him. I'd like for you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me to Psalm 118 as we stand to our feet. Psalm 118, and let's go to the verse number 8. The Bible says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they have compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation." Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for all that You've done for us. We thank You that You care. We thank You, Lord, for going to the cross. Lord, we thank You for the time that we look forward to, and that's the day that we're going to be home with Thee. But until then, I pray, Lord, that You'll help us to put our faith, confidence, trust in Thee. Lord, I pray for this group of people, this congregation. I pray for everyone here that needs would be met through Your Word today. I ask You, Lord, to be with those that do not know Christ as Savior and are headed towards hell. I pray that today the Holy Spirit of God would convince them that they're a sinner. And Lord, that would prove to them of Your love, and they would trust Thee. For those that are saved, I pray that You would help us to be encouraged and strengthened, renewed. I ask You, Lord, to give us that which we need. And I pray, Lord, You'll hide me behind the cross. Lord, I pray that You'll use me somehow, some way, to deliver this message. And as we go away, we too would be talking about what a wonderful Savior we have. May Christ be exalted. Lord, may the church be stirred up. Lord, may the lost be saved. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We find here this beautiful, beautiful psalm. It's a psalm of David. Verse 8, if you look at it, is the very middle verse of the Bible. 1,188 chapters in the Bible, and Psalm 118, verse 8, is the central verse of the Bible. In your King James Bible, the very middle verse of the Bible. And I love what it says, because not only is it the central verse of the Bible, it is the central theme of the Bible. When it teaches us that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, it is saying that the central theme of God's Word is to trust Him. And there are a lot of places we look to for answers today. There are a lot of people that we put confidence in for guidance. But I want you to know that it is Christ that we need to be looking to. And when we look to Christ, we're going to find out that He is all that I need. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. He's all I need. He is all I need. The Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Truly, our answers and our direction are found ultimately by trusting in the Lord. Everybody's looking to everything. We're looking to governments, we're looking to organizations, we're looking to people, we're looking to ministers, we're looking to all kinds of things to find the help. But what we need to realize today is it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In verses 10 through 13, David speaks about being surrounded by the enemy. The Bible says, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. David says, the enemy is all around me. They're around me. They're like bees. And have you ever seen a swarm of bees after somebody? How many has ever seen something like that? How many of y'all have ever been caught in a swarm of bees? Anybody ever been caught in a swarm of bees? It's not a pleasant thing, is it? We have a little camper on a lake up in Tennessee, and we were down there and with the whole family. You know, we do, it seemed like everything we did, we'd always do it. Everybody would go. And we were down there, and the kids were outside playing, and I think Faith and Joe and three of their cousins were putting on shows or something like they usually do. They were entertaining one another. But all of a sudden, we heard these screams. And little Joe had put his foot in a hole, and there was bees coming up out of that hole, and they started stinging him all over. And I mean, I'm telling you, they were going after him. And I mean, he was trying to fight them off, but he was too busy screaming and running, and we were trying to get them off of him. And by the time all was said and done, he had several stings on his body. They're like these bees that just come at you and come at you and come at you. David said that's what the enemy is like. They compassed me about. They were all around me. They were like bees. They were coming after me. They were coming after me. But I love what the Bible says in verse number 10. He says, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. In verse number 11, he says, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. In verse number 12, he says, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Not by putting confidence in man, not by putting confidence in princes, not by putting confidence in self, not through his own power, not through his own wisdom, not through his own ability, but in the name of the Lord, he said, I will destroy them. He was saying, I can defeat these things. I don't know what you're facing today, but I want you to understand that through the help of God, you can win. Through the help of God, you can make it through. Through the help of God, you can conquer. Through the help of God, you can overcome. The Bible says in verse number 13, David's writing, he says, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. Talking about the enemy, and they keep coming at him and coming at him and coming at him. They keep thrusting at him and thrusting at him time and time and time again. And I want you to understand that the devil will come at us and come at us in order that we might fail, in order that we might fall, in order that we might falter, in order that we might just fizzle out. But I love what the Bible says in verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. He said, I'm fighting the enemy. They keep coming at me. They're on me like bees. They're coming at me. They're coming at me. They're coming at me. I'm fighting. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. David realized that he could look in many places, but he knew only God had what he needed. He could look to princes. They weren't going to help him. He could look to kings. They weren't going to help him. He had put confidence in man and princes before. You remember how they failed. You remember Saul. He loved Saul. And he honored Saul because Saul was the Lord's anointed. Could have taken Saul's life. And Saul started out great but ended up terrible. Saul denied the workings of God and did not allow God to work. And there was a time when David truly honored Saul. Saul failed him. There was the Philistines at Achish. You know that story. There was his own minister, Ahithophel, who went over to Absalom and helped Absalom in coming at David. They failed him. But God never failed him. God never came up short. God never let him down. And today, it's not others that we need to be looking to. It's good to have family. It's good to have friends. It's good to have fellow believers. But we must learn to trust in the Lord. And when we, like David, trust in the Lord, we're going to find that He's all that I need. You'll find that He's everything. It's the Lord we need to look to. It's the Lord we need to trust in. Now I want you to look at what David said about the Lord. He said, I will, just in the name of the Lord, I'll destroy them. He said, but the Lord helped me. And then this is what he said in verse number 14. He said, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. When David was declaring this, he was saying he's all I need. He says, first of all, you can write it down, He is my strength. He is my strength. Now what's going on? He's compassed about by the enemies, right? They're coming at him like bees. They keep coming and they keep coming. They keep fighting. They keep battling him. There's a real conflict that's happening here. And the enemy is real and the obstacles are real. And all around us there are the enemies. There are enemies all about us. The obstacles are real. The battle is real. This is real times we're living in, and the fight is upon us. And Satan's not going to let up. The enemy is not going to slow down. The enemy is going to keep coming at us and coming at us. And in our own self and in our own ability, we're too weak to fight the battle or to make decisions. That's why we're to put on the whole armor of God. Let Him do the fighting for us. When we trust in the Lord and find our strength in Him, then we're going to find out that it's better to live by faith than live by feelings. We'll find out that we'll live in delight and not in defeat, and that we'll be overcomers and not be overcome. We'll find out truly what John was saying when he said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We'll say, He is my strength. Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. In other words, there's going to be enemies, there's going to be fightings, there's battles that are going to be real, there are obstacles that are going to be a part of our life. But when we realize that He is all we need, He will be our strength. He will give us what we need to make it through. Aren't you tired of fighting your own battles? Why don't we let the Lord fight them for us? You know what it says time and again, the Lord will fight for us. The Lord is on our side. You remember when God was delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt and all these things were happening and they brought them up to the Red Sea and they said, the Lord's on their side. The Lord's fighting the battle. Moses said, hey, the Lord is going to fight for us. And he did. Why? Because they put their faith in God. And they said, it's not the weapons of warfare we need, it's Him that we need. He's all we need. He'll be our strength. And that's what David was saying, the enemy is around me. But in the name of the Lord, I'll defeat him. I'll destroy him. The enemy's there. They're like bees. They keep coming after me. They thrust sore at me. But the Lord helped me. He's my strength. He's all I need. Not only is He my strength, He is my song. The Bible said He is my strength and song. My strength in the conflict, my song now that it's ended. He's my strength against the strong and my song over their defeat. The psalmist gives glory to God and sings of Him because the Lord never fails. God has made Himself real to David because David said, I know that it is Him that I need. David was a great man. He was a young man that knew how to fight the battles. He had fought the lion. He had fought the bear. He had fought all these things protecting the sheep as a little boy. He had fought the giant. But he found out that his strength always came from the Lord. And when he won the defeat, he always gave God the glory. And the psalmist gives glory to God and sings of Him because God has never failed him. David said, He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. When we're singing the right kind of song, it points other people to God. When we're singing a song saying, He's all that we need, it helps others to realize He's all we need. I wish everything worked out in life the way I wanted it to, don't you? But the greatest successes in our life sometimes come because of the greatest failures. Because we seem to be succeeding at something that we're doing in our own strength and our own ability, but then when we come and we fail, we find out that we realize we need God, and when we find we need God and we put our trust in Him, then He gives us the success that we need. Success is only a byproduct of obedience. It's only the result of obeying God. And we need to understand that when God gives us these victories, then we need to be realizing that He is our song. He's put a new song. If you go read the book of Isaiah, you're going to find out that the enemy was hard after the children of Israel and Isaiah. And he said in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, you shall have a song as in the night. And that's speaking about the fall of the enemy when they were persecuting and trying to destroy Israel. God was saying, I want you to know, it may not look good and it may seem to be getting dark, but I'm going to give you a song in the night. I'm going to give you victory when it seems the darkest. When it seems like all is going wrong, I will come through. Not only does God's promise a song, not only does God promise a song, He is that song. He's all I need. David said, He's all I need. The nations compass me about, but He's all I need. They compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about. He's all I need. They compass me about like bees. He's all I need. Thou thrust sore at me that I might fall, but He's all I need. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. The Lord helped me. He's all I need. He is my strength. He is my song. And He is my salvation. The psalmist declares that from the beginning to the end, he knew that it was God that delivered him. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're here today and heaven is not in your future, then He wants to be your Savior today. If you're here today and you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that heaven's going to be your home. He wants to continue to be your salvation for your life. See, salvation is it's a one-time event in the fact that we're saved from hell and saved to heaven. But God is continually being with us every day and helping us with the battles that we face. And that's what this psalm is all about. See, He's what I needed for salvation. But He's also what I need for every day of my life. When you're saved, guess what? All your problems don't go away. If you think they do, you're crazy. As a matter of fact, I believe sometimes they get a little bit more difficult. But God proves Himself to you. And you find out He's all I need. You find out He's going to take care of me. He has become my salvation, the psalmist said. All the redeemed can say that salvation is of the Lord. If you're here today and you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you're going to say, I'm saved because of what Jesus Christ did. Yeah, I'm on my way to heaven, not because I deserve it, not because I've earned it, not because I've been a good person, not because I've worked my way through, but because I have put my faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone, and He is my salvation. The psalmist David was declaring that from the beginning to the end, he was his salvation. In other words, he saved me, yes, but he continues to keep me. He continues to help me. He continues to fight for me. He continues to strengthen me. He continues to be my song. He's all I need. He's all I need. No other doctrine is acceptable. There's no other way of salvation. There's no other that can wear the crown of being the Redeemer except the Lord. And if you're here today and without Christ as your Savior, you may think you need this. You may think you need more money. You may think you need to turn over a new leaf. You may think you need to go get some things straightened out. But I want to tell you what you need today. You need Christ Jesus and Him alone. He is all you need. And when you find out that He's all you need, and you put your trust in Him, you know what you're going to realize? He's all I need. He's all I need. We think we have to have everything, but if we have the Lord, we have more than what most people in the world will ever have. It's wonderful to be able to proclaim the Lord as our strength and as our song and as our salvation. And God sometimes gives us secret strength to His people, but they question their own salvation and then they can't sing of it. You realize salvation is a one-time event? If you have, by faith, called upon the name of the Lord, trusted Him, asked Him to come into your life, you were sincere about this. You understood you were a sinner. If you don't see the need to be saved, you'll not be saved. If I'm swimming out in an ocean, or I'm swimming in a swimming pool, and I'm not sinking. I'm sinking, I'm drinking, right? Anyway, if I'm not sinking, then I won't see the need to be saved. I won't holler out, "Somebody help me, somebody save me," because I'm swimming, I'm all right. And that's the problem, we don't get people lost sometimes. If you're here today and you've never understood that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ died for your sins, He paid for your sin debt, then you need to be saved. And once you do this, once you call upon Jesus, just like the Bible says, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, and we call upon the name of the Lord. When we do that, it's a one-time transaction. You don't have to do it again and again and again. As a matter of fact, the problem gets to be, it's not you you're doubting when you try to get saved over and over again. It's Christ you're doubting. Are you going to believe that He is who the Bible says He is? That He died once for all? That He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified? He died one time for all sins. And when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you're saved eternally. You have everlasting life. You have eternal life. And a lot of Christians do, they have the salvation, but they don't have the song. The problem is we're trying to live in our own flesh, in our own ability, and we're not letting Him be our strength. It's a sad thing that we have Christ, but we're not singing of Him. There are many people that are truly saved, but they have so little strength that they're ready to faint. They cannot sing. The psalmist, in the midst of a difficult time, said, "The Lord is my strength, and my song has become my salvation." He's all I need. When strength is imparted and salvation is realized, the song is full, and the song is clear, and the song is, "He is all I need. I don't need anything else or anyone else. I have everything in Him." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Before we pray this morning, I just want you to sit and ponder upon these things.